Cheers.
Bon Jovan, cheers.
Good thing we're not taking video, Lester.
You're having some trouble with that one.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, having a little problem with her hand-cranked vintage ice crusher, but looks like you got through that okay. What are you making?
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about rum. We made that nightcap cocktail, and I said there wasn't really a Michigan rum that had a depth of flavor that I was looking for. And then I realized that I had forgotten about a Michigan rum that we haven't played with on the show before.
And what's that?
Well, it's a Michigan rum by way of Jamaica. It's called Dr. Bird Jamaican Rum, and it is from Two James Distillery in Detroit. And what they've done, since it's really hard to make a deeply funky Caribbean-style rum in a state that doesn't grow sugarcane and doesn't have that kind of climate, is that they've bought up a variety of barrels of rum from Jamaica. They're bringing it up here, they're blending it, they're aging it, and then they're producing their own unique spin on a Jamaican rum.
Oh, that's clever. Well, that's nice to add to the list. What are you going to use that in?
Well, Mardi Gras is coming up. I'm seeing punchkis all over the grocery store shelves. And so I thought let's take this in a bit of a New Orleans spin and make a hurricane.
Oh, I've had a hurricane in New Orleans, at least a sip of one from my friend, and it was horrible.
And this is going to taste nothing like that. So the story of the hurricane is actually a really fun one. In the 1940s, Pat O'Brien's bar wanted to buy whiskey, and their distributor wouldn't sell them any whiskey unless they would buy a case of rum for each case of whiskey that they purchased. And so they had to figure out something to do with all of this rum. And that's when the hurricane came around. And it was a huge drink. I mean, the original recipe calls for 4 ounces of rum because they were really trying to blow through it and to use it up. Over the years, the recipe has changed a lot. And now what you get in New Orleans is made from this prepackaged mix. It's bright red. It's super sweet. Bears pretty much no resemblance to the original or what we think the original is. Today, I've made a recipe from Jeff Beachbum Berry, who's a tiki drink historian. And this is his take on what an original hurricane might have tasted like.
Well, looks nice. It's pretty. It's not red. That's a good thing, I suppose. How'd you make this?
So as I say, the original recipe called for 4 ounces of rum. We have cut this in half to make a slightly more reasonable sized beverage. So I used 1 ounce of the Dr. Bird rum, which is really funky, estery. There's a term in rum called hogu, which refers to that kind of rum funk. And this has rum funk to the max. And because it had so much of that funk, I wanted to temper it a little bit. So I also used 1 ounce of the New Holland barrel rum that we've featured a few times before, because it's a little bit softer, a little bit sweeter, a little bit rounder.
So you have 2 rums in this drink.
Which is a classic tiki tradition. It was very common to blend multiple rums to create the flavor profile that you're looking for, which is what we've done here. Then to go with that, there's 1 ounce of a passion fruit syrup and 1 ounce of lemon juice.
That's it?
That's it.
And a lot of ice.
And a lot of crushed ice, exactly.
So passion fruit syrup, how do you make that?
Well, you can purchase it. Mostly online is the easiest place to find it these days, but you can also make your own. So if you have a Mexican market near you, check in the freezer section and see if they sell passion fruit pulp. And then it's just a matter of mixing that passion fruit pulp with a rich, simple syrup, which has 2 parts sugar to 1 part water. And it's going to make this really nice, fruity sweetener for your drink.
Do you strain it or anything? You said pulp.
The pulp comes frozen, and then you're going to thaw it out. And it comes out pretty smooth, but you could always strain it out a little bit. We'll put a recipe up on the site.
All right. Well, you've got an umbrella in this drink, and I'm not the kind of guy who really embraces umbrella drinks, although you've fooled me with a couple of tiki drinks before. So I'm going to try this. Oh, it smells fruity. You can smell something different about the rum, too. That's not the hurricane I had in New Orleans.
No, definitely not. But did you like it?
I did. You know, I'm not a big rum fan, but this has a nice balance. This passion fruit syrup seems to work really well with the 2 rums that you've gotten here. And, you know, I don't know what that Dr. Bird Jamaican rum actually tastes like on its own. You keep talking about it being funky and what was that term?
Hogu.
Hogu. I want to know what hogu is.
Well, let's find out, Lester. So this is a 100% pot stilled rum, and different kinds of stills that you use can lead to really different flavors in the rum. And the pot stilled rums are really the ones that have this kind of funky flavor. This also has a lot of esters, and those are going to come across mostly as fruit flavors. So the tasting notes on the bottle talk about pineapple, mango, passion fruit, coconut, and butterscotch. So look for some of those as you taste.
Yeah, I don't taste any of those things. Maybe a little vanilla, but that's about it.
Oh, I think it tastes really, really fruity.
It's got a funky end taste, that's for sure.
That's the hogu.
Well, I kind of like that, but yeah. Rums, I don't know. If you've picked some nice cocktails in the past with rums in them, I really like them, but I'm not a big fan of rums on their own, so I guess it's good I know somebody who knows how to make rum palatable for me.
Well, I love rum. I have about 20 different bottles of rum on my shelf right now, and I love all of them in different ways. So you can give all the rum you don't like to me, Lester.
Okay, that's a deal. Cheers.
Cheers.